Coffee Break German, Season 2, Episode 33. Also, wir sind zurück. Ich bin Marc.
Und ich bin Andrea.
Und ihr hört Coffee Break German. This is Coffee Break German. We are here to help you improve your German and take your German to the next level with this course. Now, we're on episode 33, which represents episode 3 of our soap opera, our radio play.
Genau.
Also, was gibt's heute, Andrea?
Ja, heute lernen wir jemanden kennen. We meet a new person.
Okay.
In our Hörspiel.
Hörspiel, ja.
Mm-hmm. And it'll be very interesting.
Okay. I hope that you are all enjoying our radio play. We've certainly had some great feedback so far. Thank you for all those kind comments. And if you would like to let us know what you think about the radio play, then you can get in touch. You can simply go to radiolingua.com or coffeebreaklanguages.com, and there you'll see on our nice new website, under podcasts, head to Coffee Break German, Season 2, Episode 33, because I think that's where we are.
Genau.
Okay, let's get started with this lesson. Also, Andrea, bist du bereit?
Ich bin bereit.
Los geht's. Okay, so in this episode, we are going to be listening to the next section of our radio play. And this begins with Philip and Miriam. And they are talking together before someone else joins them, along with a new character.
Genau.
Let's have a listen. We'll listen through to the whole episode and then we'll come back and split it up and talk about the grammar and the language included. Hey Miriam, ich fange nächste Woche im Pub an, das du mir empfohlen hast.
Wow, klasse, das ging aber schnell. Gratuliere.
Magst du mit mir feiern? Ich habe ein paar Bier im Kühlschrank.
Oh ja, super. Carola sollte auch bald kommen. Da stoßen wir auf deinen neuen Job an.
Hallo zusammen. Habe ich was von einem neuen Job gehört?
Ja, Philipp arbeitet ab nächster Woche im Pub als Kellner. Wir wollten gerade mit einem kühlen Bier anstoßen.
Da kommen wir ja gerade rechtzeitig. Das ist Hanna. Wir studieren zusammen.
Hi Hanna, ich bin Philipp und das ist Miriam.
Hallo. Freut mich, euch kennenzulernen.
Na dann, Prost.
Prost!
Hanna, wohnst du schon lange hier in München?
Seit 2 Jahren.
Du sprichst sehr gut Deutsch. Wo hast du das gelernt?
Ich habe in Reykjavik Deutschkurse besucht.
Ah, echt? Kommst du aus Island?
Ja, genau.
Das ist toll. Island wollte ich schon immer mal besuchen.
Ja, es ist wirklich sehr schön und interessant. Am besten reist du im Sommer. Da ist es lange hell.
Super Idee. Ich muss aber zuerst das Studium fertig machen und dann etwas arbeiten und Geld sparen. Ich habe gehört, Island ist teuer.
Ja, es ist nicht billig. Aber du kannst ja campen. Dann musst du nicht für Hotels bezahlen.
Naja, Philipp hofft ja, dass er nach seinem Wirtschaftsstudium voll viel Kohle verdient und danach in schicken Hotels statt Absteigen übernachtet.
Was sind Absteigen?
Das sind billige und schlechte Hotels.
Ach so.
Das ist ein lustiges Wort.
Also, hier ein paar Bierchen aus dem Kühlschrank. Miriam, machst du mal ein bisschen coole Musik an?
Bin schon dran. Los, lasst uns ein bisschen feiern. Ich habe noch Chips in der Küche.
Okay, so there was some quite fast German in there throughout the episode, yeah?
Yes, there are young people full of ideas and lots to talk about, yes.
Okay, well, what we're going to do is split this up as usual, and we're going to listen to each part. First of all, in the beginning, when Philipp and Miriam are speaking. So let's listen to that first section now. Hey Miriam, ich fange nächste Woche im Pub an, das du mir empfohlen hast.
Wow, klasse, das ging aber schnell. Gratuliere.
Magst du mit mir feiern? Ich habe ein paar Bier im Kühlschrank.
Oh ja, super. Carola sollte auch bald kommen. Da stoßen wir auf deinen neuen Job an.
Okay, so we've got Philip and Miriam, and they are talking about the fact that Philip has found himself a job based on Miriam's recommendation.
Genau, ja.
What does he say?
Ich fange nächste Woche im Pub an, das du mir empfohlen hast.
Right, so ich fange nächste Woche im Pub an. That's the anfangen.
Ja.
So he's starting next week in the pub.
Genau.
That you recommended to me.
Genau.
Okay, and so Miriam's quite delighted about this and suggests that that was quick, that he managed to find a job quickly. So they decide to celebrate, and she says that she's got a couple of cold beers in the fridge.
Genau.
So they're doing that just as Carola arrives with a new person. And have a listen to this next section and see if you can work out anything about this new person.
Hallo zusammen, habe ich was von einem neuen Job gehört?
Ja, Philipp arbeitet ab nächster Woche im Pub als Kellner. Wir wollten gerade mit einem kühlen Bier anstoßen.
Da kommen wir ja gerade rechtzeitig. Das ist Hanna, wir studieren zusammen.
Hi Hanna, ich bin Philipp und das ist Miriam.
Hallo, freut mich, euch kennenzulernen.
Na dann, Prost!
Prost! So, we've met someone new.
That's right.
Okay. Did you catch their name?
It's Hanna.
Genau. And what do we know about Hanna?
Well, I think Carola said wir studieren zusammen. So she's studying with Hanna and Carola are studying together.
Genau, sehr gut. Super.
So Miriam is explaining the situation. She explains to Carola what has happened because Carola had heard something about a new job. And Miriam explains that. And then they introduce themselves to each other.
Genau, sehr gut. So Hanna is happy to meet Philipp and Miriam. And she says, freut mich, euch kennenzulernen. What is freut mich?
Well, that's when you're happy about something.
Genau.
Is it short for es freut mich?
Genau. And very often when we meet someone, we just say, ah, freut mich.
Okay, so yeah? It's the kennenzulernen part is sort of understood.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
So then we look at kennenzulernen, that is kennenlernen is the infinitive, yeah? And it means, I'm sure you've
seen. To get to know?
Yeah, to get to know you.
Yeah.
And the zu, it's similar to English. I'm pleased to meet you, yeah? So for example, if I were pleased to swim, es freut mich zu schwimmen.
Okay, es freut mich. Zu schwimmen, ja?
Genau, it's just that kennenlernen is a separable verb. And that's why the zu goes in the middle.
Right. Okay, let's take this back to another separable verb that we saw just a little earlier, and that's ich fange an.
Yeah.
So if I were wanting to say, I am pleased to get started, could I say, es freut mich anzufangen?
Genau, sehr gut, super, bravo.
Okay. Right, so the zu part, it's kind of like the g part in the past participle, isn't it?
Yeah.
It goes in the middle, in between the two separable parts.
Exactly.
Can you give us another example of this?
Yes. Unfortunately, I have to tell a lie.
Okay.
Now.
we'll let you off.
Because I am not an early riser. Right. I am a Morgenmuffel.
A Morgenmuffel,
A Morgenmuffel, so I don't like getting up early. But if I were an early riser, a Frühaufsteher, I would say, es freut mich, früh aufzustehen.
Es freut mich, früh aufzustehen. And that's written as one word, aufzustehen.
Yes.
Because it's aufstehen, a separable verb, and the zu goes in the middle. Okay. One other question about this, Andrea. Can we use this concept with other expressions other than es freut mich?
Yes, of course. So we often use this when we express our opinion or how we feel about something. For example, es stört mich.
That means it troubles me?
It annoys me.
It annoys me, yeah.
Früh aufzustehen.
Yeah, okay.
Es nervt mich, früh aufzustehen. But important is in these cases that it's the same person. So es nervt mich. But that I have to get up early.
I understand,
If you get up early and that annoys me, es nervt mich, dass du früh aufstehst. So there we use a different structure.
Yeah.
But also things like es ist schön, dich zu sehen.
Yeah, okay.
Und so
I suppose that in that situation it's not quite a separable verb that you're using there. Es ist schön, dich zu sehen. But equally,
same structure. Yeah. So es ist schön, früh aufzustehen.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Just coming back to what you said there about if there's a different subject involved, perhaps, if I can just clarify this, perhaps for anyone who's been learning French, we've been just doing this in Coffee Break French, so I wanted to just clarify this. There's no subjunctive involved here or anything like that.
No. In German, the subjunctive is not as big a deal as in maybe some of the other languages our listener are studying.
Okay, okay. So, es freut mich, dass du, what did you say?
Es freut mich, dass du früh aufstehst.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so it's normal present tense.
Excellent. And if the subjunctive means nothing to you, please don't worry about it. You don't need to worry about it if all you're learning is German, basically. Okay, we're good to go on and listen to the next section, and we'll do that after our break.
Wir unterbrechen diese Sendung für eine sehr wichtige Meldung. If you'd like to make faster progress with your German, don't forget that you can use the premium version of this course, which features video versions of the lessons, comprehensive lesson notes and bonus listening materials. Also, worauf wartest du? What are you waiting for? If you'd like to take your German to the next level, go to coffeebreakgermanplus.com.
Okay, we're listening to the third episode of our radio play. We have Carola, Miriam and Philip together today, and also their new friend Hannah. And they're talking about being in Munich, celebrating Philip's new job and so on. Let's listen to our next section now. Hannah, wohnst du schon lange hier in München?
Seit 2 Jahren.
Du sprichst sehr gut Deutsch. Wo hast du das gelernt?
Ich habe in Reykjavik Deutschkurse besucht.
Ah, echt? Kommst du aus Island?
Ja, genau.
Das ist toll. Island wollte ich schon immer mal besuchen.
Ja, es ist wirklich sehr schön und interessant. Am besten reist du im Sommer. Da ist es lange hell.
Super Idee. Ich muss aber zuerst das Studium fertig machen und dann etwas arbeiten und Geld sparen. Ich habe gehört, Island ist teuer.
Ja, es ist nicht billig. Aber du kannst ja campen. Dann musst du nicht für Hotels bezahlen.
Okay, it sounds a little like Philip is as interested in all things Nordic as the wonderful actor who's playing him, I think.
I know. He makes a very convincing performance as well.
I have to say, as the person who wrote this, you quite like Iceland too.
Yeah. I know.
We're Icelandophiles here. Okay, so here Philip asks Hannah something interesting.
Yeah, so Hannah, wohnst du schon lange hier in München? So do you spot something about this?
It's a tricky thing because I always kind of get worried when I'm talking about have you been doing something for a long time in German. Normally we're using a present tense here, is that correct?
Yes. So this really shows it very nicely. Wohnst du schon lange hier in München? Have you lived for a long time in München? And she answers, seit 2 Jahren.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think automatically with Zeit, I would think, yeah, we need a present tense. Ich wohne hier seit 2 Jahren.
Genau.
Because that's something we've covered. But I think it's the schon lange that confuses me a little. Because there we're also using the present tense. Are you already for a long time living here in
yes.
Munich?
Yes. So our tenses in German are not as clear cut as in English. And we don't make meaning from the use of the tenses. We make meaning from the use of the adverbs.
Okay.
Yeah. So the adverbs are really important for German speakers mm-hmm. because they tell you when something happens.
Right. Okay.
Okay. So I can maybe explain this a bit better when we look at maybe eating habits.
Okay.
So if I ask you, if you've had an experience of eating maybe snails.
Mm-hmm. What are snails in German?
Schnecken.
Yeah. Okay.
Then I'm looking at not something because no one, I mean, I don't know. Maybe there is someone who eats snails as a regular thing. But
okay.
You don't, okay?
I don't know.
So I would ask you about one particular experience. Hast du schon mal Schnecken gegessen?
Right, so there you're using a perfect tense.
Yes.
Hast du Schnecken gegessen? But you're putting in schon mal.
Yes. And then your answer could be, ja, ich habe schon 3 Mal Schnecken gegessen.
Okay.
Now, if you're a Schnecken enthusiast and you eat them instead of having a coffee in the morning, you have a Schnecke, then you would say,
a Rosinenschnecke.
Yeah, maybe. So you would say, ich esse seit 3 Jahren jeden Tag Schnecken.
Okay, yeah. Right. So,
but then
present
it's
tense.
Really a habit, something that you do every day or even every week. Okay,
yeah.
Just like wohnen, living.
Yeah.
So you see, it's the activities that are something very regular. Then we use the present tense.
Okay.
But if we look at one experience, there we use the perfect.
Right, two things. First of all, just to explain, I mentioned a particular type of pastry there that's a snail pastry, but what is it?
Rosinenschnecke it's a pastry, it's like a snail, but it contains little raisins.
Yeah.
Very often they are Zimtschnecken mit Rosinen.
Yeah, so cinnamon.
Cinnamon buns, I think, Okay. And they just look like the house of a snail.
Yeah. Okay, so I just wanted to explain that is a very good thing to try. Of course, you can try the real snails if you like, but that's another story. The other thing I wanted to just pick up on here, you've been given examples of food and drinks and so on. But if we looked at, for example, learning German, I could say, ich lerne Deutsch seit zwei Jahren, zum Beispiel. Aber ich, if I was talking about, but I've been to Germany twice, for example, that would be a perfect tense.
Yes, exactly. So I think we can explain it with something that we do regularly from a point of time in the past and we're still doing it, then we use the present tense.
We have covered this in some ways before. We've mentioned Zeit before.
Yes, it's just tricky for English speakers also because you have since and for and we only have Zeit.
Yes. I guess this is the good thing about looking at our radio play because it brings up some things we've learned before, but also brings up some new things. So Philip and Hannah have a little chat about the fact that Hannah learned her German in Reykjavik, where she's from in Iceland. And then they talk about Iceland and the fact that Philip would really like to go to Iceland. What does he say?
Island wollte ich schon immer mal besuchen.
So can you explain that a little?
Yes. He basically said, I have always wanted to visit Island.
Yeah? But he's using a preteritum there.
Yes.
Ich wollte.
Yes. And that's the reason why he doesn't use a perfect is really stylistic.
Okay.
Because for the modal verbs, we don't use the perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. He could say, Island habe ich schon immer mal besuchen gewollt, but it's really so ugly. don't do this. So for modal verbs, we use the preteritum.
And it's much easier because we don't need to worry about keeping
it. Yes, I really had to think there.
That's good to know that you had to think. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Hannah says that it's a lovely place, very interesting, and that he should really go in summer. Mm-hmm. And she says an interesting thing there.
Da ist es lange hell.
What does that mean?
That they have long days in summer. So hell means bright, and for us that means that the sun is up.
Yeah, okay, so of course the midnight sun in Iceland in the summer. Mm-hmm. But Philip says he needs to get his studies finished first before he goes there and perhaps save a little money because he's heard that Iceland is pretty expensive.
Yes, so here Philip is doing something really interesting and it shows how good his command of German is.
Okay.
Because he makes a very colloquial structure.
Let's hear it.
Ich habe gehört, Island ist teuer.
So why doesn't he say, ich habe gehört, dass, oh no, we need to swap the word around, dass Island teuer ist.
Yes, that would have been a very good sentence. And what we learned here on Coffee Break German. But very often us native speakers, we're a bit lazy and then we put two main clauses together. Although this is not correct German. So I would never write this.
Okay.
But that's a very common thing for native speakers to do.
So he says, ich habe gehört, I have heard, clause number one. Mm-hmm. Island ist teuer.
Yes.
Clause number two. Both of these work on their own.
Yes. So we often do this also with ich denke oder ich finde. Mm-hmm. Oh, ich finde, das ist gut. Ich denke, das ist okay.
Okay. So in written German, we would be changing this around. Ich denke, dass das okay ist.
Yes, there are very limited opportunities to write this text message.
Maybe. I write.
Yes, but otherwise I wouldn't really write it. But yeah, you would put a comma in between because you have two clauses and there needs to be a comma.
Okay, that makes sense. Right, so Hannah suggests perhaps that if he wants to save some money while visiting Iceland, he could always go camping rather mm-hmm. than paying for hotels. Mm-hmm. Well, let's listen on to the next section where there is further discussion and Miriam chimes in here too.
Naja, Philipp hofft ja, dass nach seinem Wirtschaftsstudium voll viel Kohle verdient und danach in schicken Hotels statt Absteigen übernachtet.
Was sind Absteigen?
Das sind billige und schlechte Hotels.
Ach so.
Das ist ein lustiges Wort.
Also, hier ein paar Bierchen aus dem Kühlschrank. Miriam, machst du mal ein bisschen coole Musik an?
Bin schon dran. Los, lasst uns ein bisschen feiern. Ich habe noch Chips in der Küche.
Okay, it sounds like Miriam is making fun of Philip a little.
Yes, a little bit, yes.
What does she say?
Naja, Philipp hofft ja, dass nach seinem Wirtschaftsstudium voll viel Kohle verdient und danach in schicken Hotels statt Absteigen übernachtet.
It's quite a complicated sentence there. Obviously, we'll be going through this in detail in our bonus episode. Mm-hmm. In our bonus episode, we go through absolutely everything in great detail. But perhaps if we can just look at this, she's saying that after his studies, Philip hopes to get lots of Kohle.
Was Kohle, ist Kohle? Kohle is money.
Okay.
So it's carbon, but we use it to say money.
Right. Okay. So that he's going to earn lots after his studies. Mm-hmm. And then he'll be able to stay in hotels?
Yeah. Not just any hotel, but chic and...
Ah, right. Okay. So
expensive
chic,
hotels.
Expensive hotels.
Instead of...
Absteigen?
Yeah.
And what are these Absteigen?
Also Absteige is a hotel, but not a very good quality hotel.
Right.
Probably cheap and nasty.
A bit of a dump of a hotel,
yes,
yeah. Okay.
Yes.
So you said instead of hotels, that's this Stadt.
Stadt, yeah.
Okay.
With double T.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. So he's going to be staying in posh hotels and not dumps. And then they talk about what the Absteigen are. Miriam mm-hmm. explains. They like this word, and then they decide to celebrate the new job and everything else.
Yes, and they get some chips in the kitchen.
Yep.
And chips are
potato
British
crisps. Yep.
Yeah.
Or American chips, potato
exactly.
chips. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, don't get those two mixed up. Okay, so this episode has been about meeting Hannah. And moving the story on a little, we know that Philip is going to be working in the pub as mm-hmm. Kellner. Mm-hmm. Then in the next episode, well, we will see what happens next.
Yes, it'll be very
interesting. I've already mentioned that we have a bonus episode available, which will help you understand exactly what everything in this episode means, because we'll be going through the dialogue line by line, explaining any vocabulary and grammar. And that is part of the bonus version of Coffee Break German, which also includes the video version of the lesson and lesson notes. You can find out more about that at coffeebreakgermanplus.com.
Don't forget to join the Coffee Break German conversation on social media. You can put your language skills to the test and build your cultural knowledge every week with our Facebook challenges. And join us on Twitter. We are Learn German. And see behind the scenes with the whole Coffee Break team on Instagram. Just search for Coffee Break Languages.
And you can also search for Coffee Break Languages on YouTube, where we are posting new content all the time to help you with your language learning. And that's video content over on YouTube. Once again, search for Coffee Break Languages and subscribe to our channel on YouTube. That is it for now. You can find this episode along with all the episodes of Coffee Break German over on coffeebreaklanguages.com. And there we offer other languages too. So look in to see what other languages are available when you listen to this. That's it for this episode. We hope you've enjoyed it. Das reicht für heute.
Tschüss, bis bald.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.